Attacks continue. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Airstrikes pounding Ukrainian cities.
Russian forces once again targeting civilians in hard-hit Mariupol in the south. A theater where hundreds of people were sheltering was destroyed by what Mariupol officials call a Russian airstrike. President Zelensky of Ukraine says he is heartbroken by what the Russians are doing to the people of his country.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. President Zelensky spoke to both houses of the U.S. Congress Wednesday, but addressed part of his remarks directly at President Biden.
I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Zelensky again asked for a humanitarian no-fly zone over his country. The answer from the White House, still no.
How President Biden makes decisions is through the prism of our own national security. And as we've said before, a no-fly zone would require implementation. It would require us potentially shooting down Russian planes, NATO shooting down Russian planes, and we are not interested in getting into World War III.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, Ireland's Prime Minister Michael Martin in the U.S. for a scheduled St. Patrick's Day meeting at the White House will instead isolate after testing positive for COVID-19. Actor Jussie Smollett has been freed from jail while he appeals his 5 felony convictions for a faked hate crime. He'd already paid a fine and done community service. His attorney, Nene Uche, says that's double jeopardy.
I wondered to myself whether Chicago has seceded from the Union, because in this country, you cannot punish a person twice.
As the Fed raises interest rates for the first time since 2018, another big day on Wall Street Wednesday. The Dow gained 518 points, NASDAQ up 488. The S&P 500 closed 95 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Washington State Sheriff's deputy wounded in a shootout Tuesday has died.
35-year-old deputy Dom Collada died from his injuries Wednesday. It was in Spanaway, Washington, south of Tacoma, when he and other officers were trying to arrest a suspect, Jeremy Dayton, for an investigation of a felony assault. That suspect reported to have gotten out of his car and started firing on the cops. Collada and another deputy were injured. Sergeant Darren Moss of the Pierce County Sheriff's Department.
Love these guys. I appreciate them. I appreciate the families for letting them do this job with us.
The other deputies recovering. The suspect was shot and killed. Jill Nato, Fox News.
5 people accused of acting on behalf of the Chinese government have been charged by the Justice Department with plotting to stalk and harass Chinese dissidents living in the U.S. 2 British citizens who'd been jailed in Iran for more than 5 years have been returned to Britain after the U.K. settled a decades-old debt to Iran. A judge in Honduras ruling that country's former president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, should be extradited to the U.S. to face drug trafficking charges. NASA's new space telescope has phoned home.
NASA's James Webb Space Telescope sending back its first image Wednesday, a stunning photo of a distant star surrounded by hundreds of far-off galaxies. The last piece of the $10 billion observatory was sent into space in December, now operating about a million miles away from Earth. 18 different segments work in harmony to act as a giant mirror to send back images. Its job is to document and capture some of the furthest reaches of deep space. NASA says the telescope could one day be used to probe the atmospheres of distant planets to search for signs of life. Bill Malugin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.